The world keeps spinning, of course, and you know what makes it go round? Love. Yeah, it's February 14th, Valentine's Day, a good day to give cards and other stuff. Well, our final story today is about some unique Valentine's Day cards. They're created by Rio Yanez. He's part of a San Francisco group known as the Tortilla Art Collective. But it's his Valentine's Day images that have found a cult following. They're shared widely on social media. Yanez says that's because he mixes pink hearts with politics and Latino pop culture.
The images themselves are a mixture of contemporary news photographs, historical images, and a few kind of 90s hip-hop references. They're bright pink letters proclaiming love in various contexts. They look like what we would call memes.
Memes are these little snapshots with a slogan or a word or two trying to communicate something, quite often political. I'm looking at one right now that shows Donald Trump at a press conference with Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto not so long ago, and he's signaling to Peña Nieto with his right hand. There's a heart next to Donald Trump's head, and it says, "Valentine, you're paying for dinner tonight." That's pretty funny. So this is all – this is the year of 2017 and Donald Trump's first year in office. I guess this is what you're building your Valentine's around this year.
Yeah, it's hard not to. Previous years, especially during the Obama administration, maybe there was a little bit more of a focus on pop culture. But I think the stakes being so high and – both consciously and subconsciously, it comes out. You know, one of the ones I did this year, it's a Chicana woman being arrested at a protest. And the message is, "Valentine, I'll pay your bail." And I think, to me, that's the most relevant one. That's how you show love in 2017, is paying someone's bail when they get arrested for protesting.
Right. This one right next to it shows a woman overlooking the border wall. And it says, "Valentine, they can build a wall, but nothing will keep you out of my heart." Nice big pink balloony-like letters.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was a powerful image and one I kind of wanted to twist and to recontextualize into something about love and about letting people into your heart.
So you're from San Francisco's Mission District, and I gather your parents are pretty well-known artists themselves there.
Yeah. My mom is well-known for kind of her politically-oriented protest art, and I think her use of images and text is something that I've definitely drawn from. Mm. And my dad is primarily a curator, but also a frequent collaborator of the Tortilla Art Collective here in San Francisco.
All right. Since you brought up tortilla art, let's go there. Are you kind of doing it like pancakes and kind of burning on images, or do you paint literally on tortillas? How does it work?
There's four of us in the collective. We're all Bay Area artists. We've started out just very much experimenting, drawing directly on tortillas, heat pressing images on tortillas, and we've created a top secret formula of edible ink that is mostly just chocolate syrup. So what we do is we show up to protests and we silkscreen our art on tortillas. We sometimes heat them up and make quesadillas and feed people with them.
Wow.
I think the most transgressive thing an artist can do with their art is to just make it impermanent. And so we take to the streets and we feed people with our artwork.
Artist Rio Yanez, an artist from the Bay Area, thanks very much and happy Valentine's Day to you.
Happy Valentine's Day, Marco.
We've got a few of the cards designed by Rio Yanez on our site, along with some of that tortilla art. Head over to PRI.org.